In the wake of the Boston bombings, New York Congressman Peter King is calling for increased surveillance of Muslim Americans. Congressman King is the former head of the House Homeland Security Committee. In 2011, the Republican held controversial hearings on the threat of Islamic radicalization. WNYC's Arun Venugopal looks at his latest remarks on the issue and the response.
Congressman King was on Fox News this weekend.
99% of the Muslims are outstanding Americans. The fact is, that's where the threat is coming from.
But he went on to say that the monitoring of certain communities is not new.
When the FBI was after the Westies, they went to the Irish community. When they were after the Mafia, they went to the Italian community. If you know what threat is coming from a certain community, that's where you have to look.
The question is, how well does his analogy hold up?
It's a misinformed statement on so many levels.
TJ English is an investigative reporter who wrote The Westies Inside New York's Irish Mob. He says broad-based monitoring of ethnic or religious communities didn't take place when Italian and Irish crime rings were rampant.
Law enforcement efforts to take down organized crime, whether it was Italian or Irish, never involved going after an entire community. It always involved dealing with the criminal element within a community as a very specific aspect of the community.
The NYPD has been known to plant undercovers within mosques and Muslim student groups without any evidence of illegal activity. Eugene O'Donnell, a former police officer and prosecutor, says law enforcement did conduct surveillance of Irish or Italian-American social clubs where criminals were known to gather, but they almost always stayed outside of their churches.
We cannot ham-fistedly target innocent people along with those people that we're seeking. So that has to be thought through. Otherwise, you run the risk of a local, national, and international backlash when people can then credibly say religion is the grounds for making people suspicious. That has never been the American way.
TJ English also thinks the analogy falls short for cultural reasons. He says there were lots of Irish cops in the NYPD when the Westies were being investigated.
Law enforcement was comprised primarily of Irish Americans and Italian Americans. So you didn't have the dynamic of law enforcement entities comprised of one group of people and the organizations that they were attempting to investigate being an entirely different ethnic group.
Nearly 12 years after the September 11th attacks, the Marathon bombing has once again opened the debate on the best way to fight extremism. But Ramzi Qasem, a professor of law at CUNY who heads a project on law enforcement accountability, sees Boston in a similar light to what happened at Sandy Hook or the Sikh temple at Oak Creek, Wisconsin. He argues that police dollars are better spent on finding individuals who are likely to commit violence rather than painting one group with a broad brush.
People who are trying to acquire weapons, people who are trying to acquire certain types of know-how. I think if law enforcement focuses on conduct rather than belief or religion or ethnicity or race, we would all be better off.
In light of the Boston attacks, surveillance in public spaces is likely to increase. But at this point, it's unclear whether that will translate into additional monitoring of the Muslim American community. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.